Chris Matthews, the host of Hardball on MSNBC and also the author of a new book called Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Scott.
You know, I'm going to interview you the way you interview people. Why are you writing about Jack Kennedy, sir? You have to tell us why you're writing about him and not LBJ. He was a Southerner. He was from Texas. You don't care about Texas, right? You only care about the East Coast. Is that right?
Okay.
You only care about the East Coast liberal elites? No, answer the question. All right. What?
Okay.
No, what? No. I was going through this book. It really is interesting to see a different take on the life of Jack Kennedy. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I got a couple reasons. One, it has to do with a movie I saw. Remember the Clint Eastwood movie, In Line of Fire, about the Secret Service agent? And there was a line in the movie that said, when he was trying to explain why he took the hit for Kennedy with a girlfriend in the White House, why he was demoted, because he said, okay, it was my girlfriend in the White House, it wasn't the president's.
Yeah.
And to explain it, the Clint Eastwood character said, well, it was different back then, he was different. And I wanted to try to explain about this sort of regard we have for this guy who was a true war hero, who really did get us through the Cuban Missile Crisis. And with all his flaws and womanizing, he was still this incredible hero to men especially. And I wanted to try to go back and find out what he really did in the war, how he really got us through the Cuban Missile Crisis, why he had this heroic history behind him. And even with all these stories that come out about him, that it's still somebody we go back to. Even, you know, this current story about him and the girl, the young intern, that's probably going to be a story for a couple of weeks. And then a year from now, we'll be back to Jack Kennedy, the hero again. And the reason is, I think we need heroes. And we've got a few in our history, and he's one of them.
Well, and isn't it also important to point out, you know, you mentioned the womanizing, this, that, and the other, and the story that's out there. Now, these heroes, they do have flaws. You know, everybody has different problems. But one of the things that goes along with having some of those flaws, I think, is the ability to develop, and I know you touch on this, develop sort of a detachment, when you're making decisions, right?
It's frightening. I mean, here's the thing. You know how our strengths are also our weaknesses. You were making fun of my aggressive style. Well, as you know, I wouldn't be on the phone with you if I didn't have that style.
That's flattery,
so
right?
So let's get straight on that. Yeah. You know, if I was some mealy mouth, I wouldn't be on television.
Yeah, it'd be boring.
Although I am trying to cool it lately. I am trying to modulate lately. But the idea of detachment, you nailed the word there. You know, suppose we're in the middle of the Cuban Missile Crisis, which we were in 62, and you have Scott, what's his name? Curtis LeMay wants the bombs away, and you got the people around you, like, who even the Harvard guys want to go bomb Cuba. And you're thinking, wait a minute, there's 50,000 Russian soldiers there. What happens when we kill 10,000 of them or 500 of them or whatever? Khrushchev's over there waiting to push the button on Berlin.
Yeah.
And if he goes for Berlin, then we got to go to nuclear. And so Kennedy's thinking about all these, coldly thinking about all these chain reactions he could start if he simply bombed those missile sites, which seems like the obvious thing to do. And then we find out when we go back into the history that Khrushchev had planned that if we'd hit the missile sites in Cuba, he was planning to use the last two missiles to hit New York. And he said in his memoirs, when he was coldly thinking about it, I would only kill a few million people. I wouldn't kill everybody in New York, but I'd kill a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'd teach them what it'd be like to fight a war on their own territory. Well, there's Khrushchev not realizing. Do you think any American president, left, right, or center, would let the Russians hit New York without hitting them with everything we had? So then you'd have the nuclear war we'd all been afraid of as kids. So that cold calculation is what we needed as a country. Now, imagine being married to a guy as coldly calculating as that. Yeah, there you get the problem.
Right.
I mean, poor Jackie had to put up with a guy who's thinking, now, I know what Jackie's feeling, but I can also have this other girlfriend. And, you know, and my mother never loved me, and I got certain rights here. And you know, Jackie tried to explain it away after he was killed a week later. She said, well, his mother never loved him, and all men are a mix of bad and good. And, of course, she tried to rationalize, because she was, from what I can tell, you never know, totally in love with the guy. And, in fact, I got this scene. I found a piece of tape that maybe you've seen it. It just flashed on TV a couple of years ago of this young woman. She was only 34 years old when Jack was killed, the same age he was when he first laid eyes on her. They were only together 10 years. And she's racing after that gurney at Parkland Hospital. Mm. This woman was totally in love with the guy, and I don't think she ever wasn't.
Well, I want to ask you about some of the things that might have been with Jack Kennedy, and I want to ask you about this current crazy campaign we've got going on. We're talking to Chris Matthews here. It's 10:39 at News 92 FM.